Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, and I sound like a Muppet. Congratulations, and Gomer Pyle.
Golly!
Thank you very much. A couple things to tell you that are relatively important. I spent some time with my relatives. That was important. See, relatively important. See how that works? It's great. We got a couple things that we need to cover, not the least of which is there's some news that we got to cover, DDDs we got to cover. I got to let you know, this segment, just so you can be aware of it, brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res. Now, what's the deal about Zero Res? I was just talking to somebody about this. So funny. All right, Brian Holland is the gentleman that owns Zero Res, okay? And we've talked a lot about them, and it's pretty simple. If I'm going to use them for the carpet cleaning, if KPRZ is using them for carpet cleaning and upholstery cleaning, if KCBQ is using them for our carpet cleaning and upholstery cleaning, what do you think? Do you think we like them? Do you think that that works out for us? You bet. All you got to do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Keep in mind, their new special, $99, gets you two rooms, two full rooms done. Plus, you get a 10-foot hallway if you simply donate a can of food to the local food bank. And they'll do that extra 10 feet of hallway for no charge. Here's the other deal about them. They got that 30-day, you got to love it guarantee. Absolutely got to love the way your carpets are done. The cool thing about Zero Tech, the techs, Zero Res, is the techs are prompt, polite, professional. They know what they're doing. They treat you with respect. You know why? Because they don't, I'm serious, they don't think of it as just a job. I know you think they do, but the guy that I was with, he was there for 8 years. It's like, look, that's no job, man. That's your career. So they're committed. You can go to ZeroResSanDiego.com online, or you can call 858-486-4100. I strongly, strongly encourage you to take advantage of this excellent service. They do an excellent job. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you got my music ready for me? You ready? You ready? You ready? Go ahead.
When he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line.
Good job. Thank you, sir. Guess why we're playing that? In 1922, on this date, Howard Carter discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun. So today, you might not have known this. This is known as King Tut Day. Did you know that? It's King Tut Day. What do you think of that? King Tut Day. Think that's interesting? That's a little interesting, okay? So that's why we were playing the King Tut music for you. Let's talk about something else that you have not yet heard about this day. Ready? Ready? You ready? In 1846, an artificial leg was patented by P.F. Palmer of Meredith, New Hampshire, who got a leg up on all the other competition.
Well, that's definitely something you can stand on.
Yeah, I just wouldn't kick that to the side. Okay. Here's something you don't know and you may not care about, but it doesn't have to do with England. By the way, my father-in-law, he didn't chide me, but he wanted me to know that when I said it was King Henry III's birthday and I went, who cares? He was going to call in and go, you know, your mother-in-law cares because nice. She's from England, right? But he couldn't get the number. So it's like I got away with one there. So here's something to know. This is something you don't know. Abraham Lincoln married Mary Todd on this day in 1842. Let's see. The first cash register by James and John Ritty. What? Was that supposed to be a cash register?
No, our touchscreen activated itself.
Uh-oh. This sounds like a takeover. This could be trouble. The embassy in Tehran was seized by militants in 1979 on this day. That's not a good day. And then 2008, Democratic Senator Barack Obama won the presidential election against John McCain. That's probably not the script. But here's the most important thing. Ready? Latke. the first dog launched in space. Slutka. Did you know that? Didn't know that.
That's a character from Taxi.
It's a dog that was sent up in space.
I understand that.
I'm just telling you. All right, what's our time? What are we doing? Because I got so much stuff.
We're doing a radio show. It is currently 3:06, and you currently have 4 minutes.
I have a full four minutes.
Four whole minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to do the news? Do you want me to do a DVD, a DND, DDD?
A DVD would be impressive, but why don't you do the news?
Okay, you want to do the news?
Okay, listen to this.
Now, remember, I'm a kinder, softer, gentler David Spoon.
That's what we're testing.
Okay. Here's how I can prove it. Ed Schultz.
Careful.
Okay. Ed Schultz says this. It's a fact. Get ready for this fact, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Schultz, watch this. Kinder, softer, gentler. Ed Schultz says it's a fact that conservatives control 90% of the media. This is a fact. Wait. So one, Ed Schultz, always good for a laugh or a nap. Either way, right, RoboPaul? Always good for a nap or I said RoboPaul because RoboPaul's in the other room and he's leaning off the chair and it looks like he's fallen asleep. Number two, you have to understand where Ed Schultz is coming from. He considers Hillary Clinton a radical right winger.
If I only had a brain.
I want to point out I did not play that because I am kinder, softer, and gentler.
Okay. You may be.
Okay. And then the third thing here is now that Ed Schultz has said that it's a fact that conservatives control 90% of the media, the good news is we now have a new definition for the word fact. We now have a new definition for the word fact.
Okay? What would that be?
Oscar Mayer.
Baloney.
Correct. You are right, sir. You are correct. So now, anytime you go, it's a fact, what the person's really saying, it's baloney. So we say it's a fact that we think that you have a very entertaining show on MSNBC. We're really going, it's baloney that we think that you have nice. A very entertaining show. See how that works? So what's really good about that is when the waitress comes and says, wasn't that good service? And you go, that's a fact. You're actually going, that's baloney. You can use it anywhere.
I'll have the MSNBC special, please.
You can use it anywhere you want to, no matter who you're talking to. You know, I didn't appreciate that. That's a fact. That's really you going, that's baloney. It's code. How great is that? Right? People say this show is silly. It's not silly. It makes perfect sense. That's a fact.
Waka, waka, waka.
Did you like that? That was a good one right there. All right. I got a couple other stories, but we're probably going to not do those right this second. I will tell you this. We're going to do a DDD when we get back, and I got a few other things I want to talk about. But don't forget, tomorrow, 1 year of the insanity. 1 year of the David Spoon experience. If you've been listening for a year, there's something wrong with you. Or you're really just a very gentle, soft person, or your radio's stuck. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a DDD on how blessings come out of cursings.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Uh-oh, no heat? What now? Call Howe. That's Bill Howe Heating and Air. Highly trained technicians and the name you can trust for all your heating needs. And a Bill Howe team member can take your call 24/7. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I will say, as I'm looking out at the weather, I'll do my first weather report. Yuck. It's a yuck. That's how you go to grandma's house. Like I told you, she's kind of not the best cook. What are we having? Does it matter? It's going to taste like yuck. That's when you say, I was going to write you a letter, but I couldn't spell. It's just like that. That's how that works. Anyway, if you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kparz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There we go. Okay, this segment brought to you by our good friend, E. coli, Termite, and Pest Control, and Sue Freeze, who also, by the way, has her own show here on Saturdays, 4 p.m. Sue is also known as the Termite Lady. Like that? Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the house. So E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. All you do is call 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. The Delios, of course, they're on their 30-year anniversary, still offering it, I think, for the rest of this week. We'll see what happens at the end of the week. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. You can go to ecolatermite.com, ecolatermite.com, or you can call 1-800-332-BUGS. If you tell them that you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience, they'll probably give you a lollipop. You think they'll give them a lollipop? Probably not. Okay. Anyway, E. coli, termite and pest control, 800-332-BUGS. We really like Sue. Sue's great. Okay. Let's get into the next thing. You know, as you guys know, some things that we've been talking about is that me personally, moi, yours truly, sometimes gets too involved in the political stories and too involved in the serious stories and too involved in Christian legalism, which I really can't stand. And so the wife was telling me, hey, Dave, calm down there, Sparky. Calm down. So now it's the newer, gentler, kinder, softer David Spoon. Thank you very much. It's the newer, kinder, softer, gentler, kinder, softer. He's a nicer guy now, David Spoon.
Oh, this is funny.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do the DDD, because if I don't do the DDD, we can do that for an hour. That's the problem. Did you know that tomorrow is our one-year anniversary? You've been doing this show for 1 year, sir. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. Does it not feel like a year?
Yeah, like five, right? Six.
10 at least.
People are listening going, feels like 20 to us. I mean, right? It's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Still on the air, Spoon?
Yeah. Don't you sound like a Muppet? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's do this DDD because I got. It's great English. I'm working on this English thing. You know, I don't know who invented it. I just, you know, I think they did it just
English
thinking.
It's a cool thing.
It is? In proper English, you mean? Okay. Oops. Oh, you can't say that there. So what I'm going to do is I got these really cool stories I want to cover. And like I said, I'm going to be really softer about it. I'm going to be a nicer guy about the whole thing. But in the meantime, I'm going to do this DDD. I want to talk to you about curses. Now, people are thinking, oh, curses. You're talking, ooh, scary. Like, no. I'm talking about this kind of stuff right here. Numbers chapter 22. Remember this, Numbers chapter 22, verse 6, verse 12, and Numbers chapter 23, verse 11. Now you're sitting there saying, well, why are you giving me three separate verses? Because it'll take me 12 minutes to read the whole story, and I'm not doing that. That's not how radio works. So I want to pull out the main points. You'll say, well, does that take the story out of context? You tell me. You listen to the story and tell me. Here's what it says. This is Balaam and Balak. And Balak asks Balaam to come curse the people of Israel. This is what he says in Numbers chapter 22, verse 6, says this. Now, therefore, please come, curse this people for me, since they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I may be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. So that's what Balak asked Balaam to do. He wanted him to come and curse Israel. He says, curse these people. Now, here's the funniest part about this story that people don't discuss quite a bit, and that is there was no reason for Balaam to assume – listen to this, a super important point. There was no reason for Balaam to assume Israel was going to attack them. They did not indicate there was an attack pending towards them. So what he did was he became afraid, and in his fear – developed all of these scenarios in his mind, not the least of which is the children of Israel are going to come attack him. They said there's no indication they were going to do that. So he had these phantom fears because Israel had not indicated that they were going to attack. And those phantom fears led to his disaster. You see, sometimes we get afraid and we take action and activity based on that fear without even thinking through it might not be real at all. I remember doing a counseling session many, 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 many moons ago, and the person was saying, if this happens, this will be this. If this happens, this will be this. If this happens, this will be this. And they said it like five times. And I said, and if atom bomb ends up in your nose and blows up, none of that will matter. The point is, you can't do the ifs and the buts, and you can't live like that, you can't think like that, and it's almost impossible to use faith for something that you potentially are afraid of if it's not even real. So you got to be careful with those phantom fears, okay? So in the meantime, the dude, Balak, is saying to Balaam, curse the people, curse the people, curse the people. In verse 12, it says this, God said to Balaam, do not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. What the enemy wanted against the children of Israel was to curse Israel. What God told Balaam, the prophet, what he told him, these people are blessed. You don't get to curse them. Now, everybody's going around and getting involved in certain elements of spirituality. And people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's witchcraft and it's this and it's this and it's this. Don't miss the point. Here's the point. What the enemy tries to do, what the enemy wants to turn in for horrible, what the enemy wants to do to destroy your life, God is able to take the very thing that the enemy wants to use to destroy it and to bless your life. God can change a curse into a blessing. Would you like a New Testament example? It goes like this. There was this dude named Saul, and Saul was breathing threats against the church, and Satan wanted to use Saul to destroy the church. Funny thing happened for Paul as he was on the road to Damascus. God knocked him off the donkey and spoke to him and said, dude, enough. We got work to do. Now, you can talk to me about free will all you want. I'm just saying at this particular moment, I'm not seeing a ton of free will here. I'm not seeing Paul go, no, I'm not blind, as he smacks into the donkey. Here's the bottom line. What the enemy wanted to use against the church, God then turned around and used it to build the church. Because Paul became one of the builders, one of the cornerstone builders of the church. Not just writing all the epistles that he wrote, but being somebody who went out in the missionary field and ministered and led hundreds and thousands of people to Christ. But the enemy tried to use Paul as Saul to destroy it. God used Paul to build it. God took what should have been a destruction and made it a life-giving element. The last thing is this. This verse in 23:11. Then Balak said to Balaam, what have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you've actually blessed them. And that's exactly what the enemy does now. The enemy goes, how can this happen? I wanted this to hurt these people, and it's helping them. Here's my response to you. Even if you feel like you're being cursed, listen to this. Have faith. And watch God turn stuff around. Nobody's bigger than God. And he lays it down. He can turn that curse into a blessing because he's God and he loves you. How cool is that? What you're going through, that bad thing, it doesn't have to stay that way. That's why all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I've got news that will make you move. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mayron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mayron and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... There we go. Now we're rolling. A couple of quick stories to tell you. I got a story... we're going to do a new feature. It's called Looking at Today's Facebook Post. Looking at Today's Facebook Post. So that's kind of a new feature. Get reset. We're going to have to come up with some music for that. Something about faces. Something, I don't know. You got to come up with something about faces. I don't know how you do that, but we'll do that. Here's the lead story that I want to go with. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't think I was telling the truth, but you were wrong. I was telling you I wanted to talk about moo or mooing. Mooing is something a cow does. Did you know the cows moo? They go, moo.
I had no idea, David.
Upstate New York, a 21-year-old driver slammed into a herd of cattle crossing the road near a farm in the town of Wawayanda. No. W-A-W-A-Y-A-N-D-A. Wawayanda. Wawayanda. Why way yonder?
Where are you going? Why way yonder?
Why way yonder? Over there. I'm going over there right now. Okay. See you over there. The female behind the wheel apparently was in front of my car. You didn't even hear the story that happened to me on Friday, Thursday. You didn't even hear, did you? Oh, did you hear it all?
No.
Oh, I was on the on-ramp on the freeway going home Thursday night. Some lady stopped her car and tried to back up on the on-ramp.
Back up?
Yeah. No, for real. For real. This is where the kinder, gentler thingy really came into play because I was really nice about the whole thing. I just waved at her, smiled, said no, and then said, hi, nice to meet you. How you doing? Nobody's going backwards, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so this woman, apparently she was on the road sometime Friday here in California because you know what she was doing when she drove into a herd of cattle crossing the road? She was texting. She was texting. She hits a herd of cows, destroys her car. It does not say how many animals were actually hurt, but her car was completely destroyed. And then it turns out the text went to the wrong people anyway. Here's my response for that. Stop texting while you're driving. If you got one of those machines, my son has his car, you know, the car where you push a button and he can say the name like a Bluetooth and then he can speak it and it texts it and does it automatically. He doesn't take his hands off the wheel. You got one of those, great. That's super. You don't got one of those, stop it. And no backing up on ramps. What are you trying to do to me? All right, real quickly, because I know I got like a 2 minutes, right? I got like a 2 minute-y thing. 1 minute-y. Is that yes? I don't know what that was.
Reminding you of your kinder, softer, gentler self.
Here it is. This was the Facebook post that I put in today. I want everybody to hear this. I wrote this. Remember, God is good. In fact, he's great. Remember the quality of the God of the Bible. He is the best of the best. When you're dealing with God, you're not dealing with somebody who's like, oh, he's nice. It's not a substandard. It's not just, oh, it's just average. Or it's, God is the best of the best. He's the most compassionate, most merciful, most kind, most loving, most forgiving. And he's excellent at what he does. The reason I bring that up is because people lose faith in the quality of God because of the lack of quality of humanity. Do not drop God to that level of insult. God is absolutely awesome, and you can count on the quality of God. You can count on who he is and who he says he is and what he does, and you don't have to be afraid because he is for you, not against you. If he was against you, you wouldn't be here. You get it? You'd be gone. It'd be over. So there's two big lessons there. One, don't text when there's a herd of cows there. And number two, don't forget that God is great and the quality of God is awesome and that he loves you. How big is that? Those are two pretty big ones, huh? Those are big. Okay, so we're going to take a break now and then we're going to come back. And then I've got DDDs and stories and more stuff on board. So the one thing I do want to say before we exit, can I have like 30 seconds before we exit? Is I do want to tell you that segment was brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. I can't forget to talk about them. Excalibur Roofing, Eric Holloway, our very good friend, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB. I just got the new copy for the commercial. We're cutting it tomorrow. He's offering employment, so you're definitely going out to be listening to the commercial that he offers. It's new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. You just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. All their estimates are free. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Any roofing issues. Take a look outside. Any roofing issues, call Eric. Call the number, 760-743-8803. Okay, we're taking a break. Coming right back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ. Don't go anywhere.
To the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Is reaching your community important to your church? Rock Church is hosting an outreach summit for churches that want to be powerful in the area of outreach. They offer hands-on training for church leaders, staff, and those involved with finances, technology, and marketing. The Do Something Church Summit will show you how to analyze your city's needs, develop volunteers and ministries, and work with city leaders. You'll have access to tech-based tips, tools, and resources, and leave with a customized plan to mobilize your church. Pastor Miles McPherson, author of Do Something, Make Your Life Count, founded Rock Church in 2000. Since 2009, the church has provided over 960,000 volunteer hours, saving the city of San Diego over $16 million. The summit is November 7th and 8th at Rock Church in San Diego. Mention K-Praise for a $10 discount. Go to www.dosomethingchurch.org for videos, testimonies, and more.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. But make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
My neighbor's talking, saying that out of my life, when others are, you'll soon be walking.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I don't know how these time just goes, flies by. So do you have that? So our new feature we're going to be starting to add two or three times a week is looking at today's Facebook post. We've just come up with the music for it. Can we play that music for looking at today's Facebook post? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? That's really good, right? Looking at today's Facebook post. By the way, for those of you that don't know, that music is R&B. That music is R&B. What does R&B stand for, my friend? What's it stand for?
Everybody and anybody knows, Dave, that R&B stands for Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Which is the theme song that we just played. That's right. That's going on our Facebook thing. That's right. That's how we're going to do that. Clever. Thank you very much. Clever. Thank you very much. I did not get to tell you, so I do want to tell you this. On this date in 1973, the Chicago Bears set a National Football League record by holding the Green Bay Packers to minus 12 yards. I mean, they got the minus 12. Ouch. On this day, Republican Ronald Reagan won the White House, defeating President Jimmy Carter. And when they say he won by a landslide, like compared to like these last couple of elections, listen to how many electoral votes Ronald Reagan got. Ready? 525 to Jimmy Carter's 40. Yikes. I think it was even worse for Mondale, but okay. And in 1991, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library was dedicated by five American presidents. It's the first gathering ever of five United States presidents. who had all served their terms. Isn't that great? That's very cool. I think that's a cool thing. All right, couple things also I want to make sure that we all understand, and I don't want anybody to miss. There's a big story, it's not a breaking story, but it's a big story, and I did want to talk about it. And it does involve baseball, and so I wanted to talk to you about that before I told the story, Robo, to make sure you were okay, because I know that the Tigers lost and the Dodgers lost, but it's still a baseball story, but it's important. So are you able to handle that?
I can handle it.
Okay. A fan was injured by a hot dog and is suing.
But the question is, was it a regular hot dog or was it one of the jumbo ones?
In this case, it really does not tell me, but it does say this, that the hot dog was thrown behind the back and hit the guy in the head, in the eye. And now the 53-year-old is considering suing. Because, you know, the velocity of a hot dog packaged in a hot dog bun wrapped with tinfoil going behind the back from a mascot who can't barely move, run, walk, or talk. The velocity has got to be at least, you know, a quarter mile an hour. It's got to be at least a quarter mile an hour, don't you think? It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. First of all, you ever see those guys walk around, those mascots? They can't even hardly walk. Second of all, they can't hardly throw anything. And then this was a behind the back throw. So being the kinder, softer, gentler David Spoon, here's my response. Ready? This seems like a weenie story to me. That's all I'm going with. That's it. Nothing else. This guy's going to sue over a hot dog. Come on. You can sue over that hot dog. Wow. Look how that lodged in your nostril. That's incredible. Anyway, I'm thinking, are they looking for money? You can't be looking for damages. I mean, it was on the Kansas City team. They should just, if you're going to sue for damages, how about having not the best baseball year? That would be damages. That would make sense.
You know how Dodger dogs are generally longer? It's a good thing it didn't happen with the Dodger dog.
That's true.
That would have been a disaster.
That's true. A guy could have pulled that hot dog off and, you know, smack that mascot. What's their mascot, by the way? What do they got?
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
They don't have a mascot. They don't need one.
Is it because everybody is afraid what will happen?
But the name, the Dodgers, actually comes from Brooklyn when they were the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers.
Oh. So people that would dodge the trolleys?
Yep.
Wow. You know the Tigers, you know what they're named for?
I'm guessing a tiger.
Not winning at all. That's what they're named for.
Wow.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. But I'm being softer, kinder, and gentler. Let's remember that. I do have a couple jokes I haven't had a chance to tell, and you're thinking, why are you being so silly? Hey, tomorrow's my one-year anniversary. Do you mind? I mean, really? Come on now. Okay, so can I tell these couple of jokes? They're not
bad. You have permission.
Okay, what's my time frame, though? Have I got, like, 2 minutes?
You have, like, 2.5 minutes.
Okay, all right. So you got the gong or something? You got your little buzzer ready? You got to have something. All right, here we go. But if it's really funny, you can have our new laugh track. You know what I'm saying? All right. Here's the first one. Not always the greatest joke on the first one. Let's just keep that in mind. I have a photographic memory, but it was never developed. Okay, that didn't win then, huh? Okay. If con is the opposite of pro, then what's the opposite of progress?
Kirk.
Okay, I can't help you with that one.
You said con.
That's a good point. Difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know, and I could care less. Oh, all righty. Maybe we'll just put these down for right now. How about we just put these down? I just want one or two more. Okay, let's see. This is a bad. Some of these are bad jokes. Not my fault. Let's see. Why did Johnny throw the clock out the window? Do you even answer that? I don't even want to answer that. He wanted to see time fly. That's terrible. Okay. There was a rabbi, a priest, and a preacher. Okay, I can't tell those jokes either. Tough crowd.
You are not authorized to access this area.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. I got one short deal. What do I got? 2 minutes? A minute?
You have 90 seconds.
I have 90 seconds. I can't do that in 90 seconds. I can do something else in 90 seconds. I just can't do that in 90 seconds. Okay, hats off to this woman right here. Her name, by the way, East Texas woman, her name is Lily Stone. Guess why? Yesterday, she had been confirmed that she has attended the same church for 80 consecutive years. 80 consecutive years, the same church. She said she didn't even realize it. She didn't know she'd been going since she was 8. She is 88 and has never gone to another church. That's the only church she's ever gone to. 80 years. Wow, that's pretty good. All right, not too shabby. Congratulations to you, Lily. All right, when we come back, I got some DDDs I want to do, plus one more thing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, we talked for years about the mausoleum at Singing Hills Memorial Park, which adds to the options available in terms of planning. And some people get nervous talking about end-of-life issues. It's like buying insurance. It's like planning ahead for anything else. It's a good time to do it when you know you can save money and you can save your family a lot of grief and aggravation in the future. The mausoleum has some great opportunities right now, especially pre-construction pricing, correct?
That's correct, Mark. You know, people choose above-ground burial because it fits what their family has always done traditionally. But I do want to say that, you know, this type of burial is very clean, very dry, and in a building. And you know what? It is less expensive today than it is in ground.
Call Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. You can also not go to Facebook, not type in the David Spoon Experience, and not like it. See, that's called freedom. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... there we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, we have Jeff on the line. Jeff wants to pop in. He's got a praise report. Jeff, what you got going on, brother?
Hi, David. How you been doing today?
I've been doing terrific.
I've been doing good, too. So my praise report is I dressed up for Halloween and went to a carnival at two churches. And both of them, I asked my pastor if it bothered him. He said, no, it did not. And actually, they got a kick out of it.
And what did you dress up as?
A superhero. Since I know you're a superhero fan, I dressed up as Thor.
No way. Good job, dude. That's a good one.
And then I got a picture taken with David Jeremiah at his church at his carnival.
Wow. Awesome.
I can't believe it.
Nice job.
I look pretty good as a Thor. I'll send you an email.
Send us a picture. We'll put it up on Facebook. That's a classic.
So I don't know, how do I send it to you?
Just send it as an attachment to davidspoon@kprz.com, and I'll send it forward.
Okay, and then the question I have for you, if I have time, I got a chance to witness to some Mormons.
Okay.
So, and then I'm not really, when I talked to them, they sounded like they believed in the Trinity. They sounded like they believed what we believe. So what is the difference between a Christian and a Latter-day Saint?
Yeah, I absolutely want to answer that question. I can't do it today just because of the time constraint. I won't be able to. So either tomorrow or Wednesday, I want you to do me a favor when you get a chance to listen to the show, call in and ask that question because there's a little confusion that surrounds that. I want to tell the one big thing that the Lord showed me, which is a kind of a substantial element that I've taught to. Unfortunately, I'm one of the few people that has been physically removed from the temple in Utah, but I'll have to tell you about that later. But call me back, Jeff. Let's talk about it. It's a great question.
It's a great question. You want me to call you back Wednesday?
Yeah, call me Wednesday. Tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary, so try to call me on Wednesday. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
You got it, brother. All right, thank you.
God bless you.
You too, brother. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I only have a small amount of time, so there's a couple things I need to do. I got three things I got to pull off here. Ready? So what do I got? I got 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 16 hours. Hike. Okay, here's what I got. I want everybody to know that it's important to make sure we stay on top of all the things that are going on, so watch this good attitude. The really good news is Molly Ringwald. Did you hear about Molly Ringwald? Did you hear the good news about Molly? She wants to support the gal who is for abortion at any term, the Wendy Davis girl. And so she has told everybody in her tweet, she tweeted it with a picture of herself and Wendy Davis. She wants to support Wendy Davis for governor of Houston. I didn't know cities were getting governors. Did you know that? Now cities get governors. She doesn't want to be governor of Texas. She wants to be the governor of Houston. Congratulations on that endorsement. That I think that gets her a vote somewhere. Well, at least it gets her Molly Ringwald's vote. That's what I'm thinking. That's the vote you're going to get out of that. All right, number two, let me just remind everybody, well, I already told you about that. Number two is this little DDD I want to exit with. It's really good. I only got a minute and a half. I'm going to do it real fast. It's very simple. Numbers chapter 22, verse 28. You might want to jot that down. Numbers chapter 22, verse 28. For some of you, you're going to have to understand what this means. There's a little hidden meaning here. It says this, and the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey. And she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you've struck me these three times? Now, if you read the rest of the story in Numbers chapter 22, you find out that the donkey and Balaam get into an argument. What is being missed here is that Balaam is not recognizing he's arguing with the donkey. But what's being missed even more so is whether you think that Balaam was a false prophet or a good prophet or whatever kind of prophet, he was still acknowledged as a spokesperson and a prophet of sorts. And here's what I want you to understand. The Lord used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So the next time you're feeling like, that's right, I'm bad. I'm it. Uh-huh. I can do it. I'm the stuff. Bible says pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. It doesn't say it the other way around. And so the bottom line is, next time you're feeling a little too, that's right, I got that answer right, I'm good. keep in mind that the Lord used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So if he wants to use a gerbil to rebuke you, he can. That's all I'm saying to you. So just keep your wits about you. Make sure that you keep it humble. Remember, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Because if God humbles you, it's a little more dramatic than if you willingly, acknowledgingly yield. So work on that part. That's a good thing to work on right there. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. That's a good idea. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, we're getting ready to exit the show. And guess what tomorrow is? 1 year anniversary. I'm going to be sharing parts of my testimony. For some of you, it's going to be very real, very dramatic, very probably graphic to some degree. So if you're interested in hearing about the testimony, you want to tune in. Right now, though, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. And for the one-year anniversary, coming back and doing all of this all again. Talk to you then.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.